This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated with Ryder and Lisa.
Well, I want to say underrated, but I haven't actually tried this machine yet. Has anyone else heard of the Pizza Forno? It's a machine where you can select a pizza and it's hot and ready in 3 minutes flat out of this machine. There's one here in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Grant McEwen.
And it launches today, right?
I don't know when it got here. I just discovered it, though.
Okay.
It's available now. Like, it opened at 6 a.m. and I'm tempted to leave the show to go experience something so revolutionary.
No, you don't get to just leave the show to go try it.
Well, it's research.
I think the bosses would have an issue.
Okay, well, if I can't experience it, if you're listening right now, mm-hmm. can you please go to Grant McEwen and try this pizza machine?
And let us know how it is. There we go. Yeah, that's what we need to do.
If you're a student at Grant Mac and you have tried it, I need details. Because in my mind, I think this is something underrated. Because what an amazing thing to have at 6 a.m. A hot za.
Yeah, like breakfast on the way to classes on a cold walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd get a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I want to see more of these, too. It's the first one in Edmonton.
Although it does feel like it's going to take jobs, doesn't it?
I never thought about it that way.
People that are actually making pizzas.
Yeah, okay.
Doing it
well,
right.
Why would you ruin this for me?
Well,
now I don't want it.
Okay. I'm going to go with overrated today, and it's using the best picture of you for your dating apps.
Wait, did you say overrated or underrated?
I think that's overrated.
Oh, yeah, because you're setting the bar so high, right?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you take like a meh picture of you, and then when you actually meet them, they're like, oh, wow, you're even more beautiful in person, right? You take your best picture and post it, they're going to be disappointed every time.
I love this.
You don't look like that.
That's so funny.
So just set the bar lower. You may not match the same people, but do you want them if they're just going to ghost you anyway?
Yeah, once they see you the next morning, they're like, woof.
Yeah, when they walk into the date and they're like, ugh, a table for one, please.
Ryder and Lisa.
Something. Good. Brought to you by A&D Tutoring. Wonder, learn, grow. For more info, visit andtutoring.com.
Play 107.
My story today is simple, but I thought it was wholesome. These two adorable cockapoos, so cocker spaniel / poodles, were out for walks at the same time, and they actually recognized each other from a year prior when they were still in the same litter together. They were both adopted from separate families, and they were literally hugging on this walking trail. So both owners are like, same breed,
yeah.
Same age,
aww.
Same litter, they're siblings, and they're even going to be celebrating their birthdays together now.
Cute.
Every time I see another blue tick, I'm like, how old? Where from?
Just in case.
You never know, right?
That was two poococks?
No, right? Cockapoos.
Cockapoos. Interesting name, anyway.
Tell me something good.
My story, I don't know when this is from. It's like a viral meme about a really nice story. I wanted to share it. It might be from a couple years ago or something, but
who cares? If people don't know about it, it's still a good tell me something good.
It might be new. It's just taken off recently online, but it's from Dr. Jim Clark. He said, today I operated on a little girl. She needed O blood. We didn't have any, but her twin brother was O blood. I explained to him that it was a matter of life and death. He sat quietly for a moment and then said goodbye to his parents. I didn't think anything of it until after we took his blood and he said, so how long do I got? He thought he was giving up his life for his sisters. Thankfully, they'll both be fine.
That is so cute.
Isn't that? He still stepped up and was like, yeah, I guess.
I guess I gotta go.
Get her done.
Tell me something good.
Brand new episode of Unsung Heroes. This is where we give shout outs to people, places, and things that don't always get the attention they deserve.
Let me be your hero. Shout out to getting emails, voicemail, text messages from your dental office reminding you to come get your teeth cleaned. If you care about them so much, why don't you just have them? Like, why are you so obsessed with me? Also, I'm not coming before Halloween. That's just silly.
Good point.
Call me after the 31st.
Shout out to my favorite fall jacket this year, being whichever one I can still zip up without sucking in.
I love when you put your hands in your pockets of your fall jacket, though, and you think you're finding money and it's just dog poop bags. Shout out to the new Batman movie trailer being available. Can't wait to see the trend of people trying to do their Batman voice impressions. It begins now. I can't do it. I'm not even going to try.
I feel like you were onto something there.
No, I don't think so.
Shout out to Ryan Reynolds, who announced he's taking a bit of a break from making movies, but will never take a break as being the only man I've ever kind of had a crush on.
Yeah. And he's so close. Like, you could just see, run into him maybe in Vancouver sometime. Shout out to Halloween being 2 weeks away. That means 10 weeks until Christmas and 11 weeks until 2022.
Oh.
I wonder if I'll get a yearly planner. Because I didn't do anything for this past 2 years.
Pretty empty this year.
Yeah, those are just empty pieces of paper. I scribble in sometimes.
Shout out to my favorite children's book character who had a wonderful autumn.
Which one is that?
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Good one. Shout out to sitting on the couch all day once in a while thinking, you know what? I deserve this day. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to just watch television. I deserve this. But then 9 p.m. hits and you feel extremely guilty, so you power clean your bathroom.
Nice.
Every time.
And finally, shout out to the municipal elections for asking a few too many questions. What are you, my mom? You came across an interesting stat you wanted to chat about, Lisa?
Yeah. 1 in 10 people do not delete their ex's nudes on their phone or computer or wherever it is they have them.
Those 1 in 10 obviously don't have a 9-year-old who goes through the photos to find old videos when I was little.
Can I look at your picture?
I don't feel safe having anything on my phone that that could be exposed.
I mean, there are apps, like you can get that Vault app where it has a password and you can just store stuff in there.
Oh, okay. Is there any way you can get your exes to like resend?
Yeah, wait a minute. Hey, so I didn't know about this back in the day. Do you mind? No, but I do think about this. And the first thought that came to my mind was, who has pictures of me? Can I have those back? Because I want the ones of me just to see. I was probably killing it. It reminds me of that scene from Schitt's Creek. The episode was literally called Moira's Nudes, and she was like, I know that there are some leaked photos of me on the internet, and then when she went to find them, they were all deleted, and she was so mad about it.
Yeah, then she had some advice. Here it is.
Then allow me to offer you some advice. Take 1,000 naked pictures of yourself now. You may currently think, oh, I'm too spooky, or nobody wants to see these tiny boobies. But believe me, one day you will look at those photos with much kinder eyes and say, dear God, I was a beautiful thing.
Interesting advice.
I love the thought. I love this, the kind eyes, the kinder eyes line in that. And of course, like, this is satire. The show is so brilliantly written because anyone else would be mortified that their pictures are on the internet. Whereas Moira is so, she's an egomaniac. Mm. She's like, what do you mean they've been taken down? Put them back on the internet.
Play 107.
1 in 10 people keep a picture of their ex, nudie, in their phone somewhere.
Yeah. You just can't let it go. You can't delete it. Tips wrote in saying, I sent a nude once and the girl told me she saw it later on Tumblr. I was like, she definitely thinks that you stole that from the internet.
Yeah, totally. Because I don't think he had his face in it, if you know what I mean.
So I was transferring the kids. I had taken some pictures for Steve and the night before. And I was talking with Steve and my bestie. And I'm like, ooh, look what Steve got last night. But at the same time, on text, I had my ex-husband because I was transferring kids that day. And so I'm totally distracted in the Starbucks drive-thru. I just got off the phone with Steve. I go to text my best friend. Oh, my God, look what I sent Steve last night with my little photo shoot. And I sent it to my ex-husband, who got some very salacious pictures.
Like, he got a whole photo shoot?
I sent the very, very best picture, to which point then he was holding it hostage. He wasn't being very nice about it. And I'm like, you have to delete that. You have to delete that. And then, of course, my bestie is like, oh, girl, he saved that picture.
after. That's in the vault.
Oh, that feeling you must have went through when you saw his name on the text.
I screamed. I was in the Starbucks drive-thru, like I said, and screamed. No!
I mean, it's not like he hasn't seen it before.
No, but these are really good. This was like, if anything, it was like, boy, you screwed up. Because these were like, these were so good.
And now, here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales!
All right, thank you to anybody who has hit us up so far with your encounters, whether it's with ghosts or extraterrestrial. We want to hear your stories. Feel free to submit Ryder at play107.com. And just know they're coming to good hands. We're not sitting here going like, yeah, right. We're both believers in this stuff. So, yeah, we'd love to hear your stories.
Yeah, please reach out to us. You can also text it in to our text line as well. We'll take them there.
We have Brett on the phone who joins us, who's had a couple encounters with ghosts. Well, one ghost repeatedly, and then something scary happens and very real and traumatic the next day after he's visited. Take it away, man.
First time it happened, it was at about 3:30 in the morning or so. I woke up. My grandfather was basically standing in my bed, and he died about 10 years prior. And we had a conversation that I couldn't tell you what was said other than just kind of reassurance. Mm-hmm. And as we were standing there, after a few minutes, a cousin appeared at the door, and he kind of turned to me. He's like, "We have to go," and he left that morning. We got a phone call from my aunt saying my cousin had passed away from lupus that she'd been struggling with, and she was the one who was at my door with my grandfather. And that was the first time. And then every time after anybody in my family, when my uncle passed away or my grandmother passed away, he's always shown up the night before and had a conversation with me in some form or another.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah. I've kind of come to figure out that now it's more of a reassurance and just kind of things are going to be okay. So it's kind of a catch-22. When I see him, I'm happy to see him, but at the same time, I know someone's not going to be alive in the morning.
It's almost like he's comforting you to say they're coming, they're going to be safe with me.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. And he was always that way. It's who he was. So it's kind of trippy in that sense, but yeah.
So it's always your grandpa who shows up at the door, and then the next day you get terrible news about a family member.
Yeah, usually, yeah. So it's anytime I see him now, I'm worried. Anytime the phone rings the next day, I'm concerned.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. If you would like to submit, once again, it's Ryder at play107.com.
I want to know how many people agree with this. There is a study done. 53% of people would buy a haunted house if it was way cheaper.
How much cheaper is the question, and how haunted? I'd need to know both of those things.
I feel like some people wouldn't care.
Like if it was extremely haunted? Yeah. I don't know. There was a house in my hometown that used to be a ski chalet. And apparently some nasty stuff happened in the ski chalet back in the day. I don't know if it's true or not, but the house was apparently haunted. And it was like, I don't know, six families moved in and out of this house within years. And every one of them recounted, I guess, horrible stories.
Oh, no.
That were happening where they felt like they were like being pinned down to the bed.
Okay, that's too far for me.
Where they, like, guests would come over and like actually leave.
At first, when you started telling this, I was like, challenge accepted. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm thinking like, oh, the cupboard door is open.
No,
like, I think that's the extent of.
I think it was a lot worse than that. So, yeah, it ended up having people move in and out of it. And yeah, it was probably cheaper, but how much fun would it be moving year after you?
Okay, I honestly hate moving. Just helped a friend move the other week, and I was like, you're never moving again. And if you do, I'm busy that day. Do you think the real estate agent is being honest, though?
I don't know if they have to disclose that. I don't think they do. I'm pretty sure they have to disclose if there was an actual murder in the house.
Yes.
Like over the last two owners or something. There's a rule there. I don't know, though. What that rule
but
is.
But all the ghosts are from way back. Like, you never see a ghost.
That's, like, in vans?
I was just going to say some sort of skater shoes. That's so weird that we were both thinking about their shoes.
Ooh.
Don't.
Okay, next question. Okay. So you would buy a haunted house if it was cheaper. where are you at with other things that are cheaper for a reason? Like, would you be happy if a guy proposed to you with a ring that was used, like from a marriage that didn't last?
I don't know how to answer that. Is it from him or someone?
No, it wouldn't. I don't think anybody's ever done proposed with the same ring to two different
Why
women.
Not? Why not?
I don't know. I think there's too much history there. What if it was like a marriage that lasted 75 years and then they moved on and their family sold the ring?
I don't know. Is that ring haunted?
Yeah. 107.
So much good new TV right now. I've dove into season 3 of You, and what a show.
It's good?
Oh, it's so good.
See, I was spending my day watching documentaries. So I watched the new Brittany Murphy documentary.
Yeah,
it's a 2-part doc, and it was really good, really sad. And I wanted some answers as to what happened to such an iconic 90s actress.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Brittany Murphy. That was tough to watch, but I think it was good. It was well done. And then I watched Buried, which is another documentary about a true crime. It was the first case ever that had something to do with a memory loss, like coming to, like, growing up and thinking back. And this girl's like, I know my dad committed a crime. I'm just remembering it now, though, as a 29-year-old. I watched him do it when I was 9.
Don't give a spoiler as to what happens. But yeah, that's a wild story. Why are we so obsessed with the creepy? You look at other big shows right now, like Squid Game. Obviously, a lot of people really interested in it right now. And it's very gory and scary. Like, What's this fascination with death and murder and unsolved crime that we all have?
I like to think that it's a way for me to be more informed. I'm not even kidding. It's a way for me to educate myself, to know red flags.
But like you, for example, like the only thing I'm getting out of it is like stalking seems kind of fun.
No, that is not what you're getting out of it.
Well,
I just think it's funny
weirdos.
How he just puts on a ball cap.
That's his
disguise. I'm like, that's pretty weak.
His creeping costume. Speaking of Squid Game, it is the biggest show in the world.
Yeah.
And we decided that we might be able to play Squid Game on the radio. If you would like to play with us, 780-784-7107. We're just going to give this a go. There's no prize.
Seven.
It is time for the first ever game of Radio Squid Game.
Yeah, participate if you dare.
Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man that lives on...
Candy Cane Lane?
Incorrect.
Player one has been eliminated.
All right. That's it for player one.
But that's how we do this.
It's ruthless.
It is ruthless.
Okay, what do you need me to do?
Finish this sentence. This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went...
Wheelie all the way home.
It's actually wee all the way home.
Oh, no.
No.
Player two has been eliminated.
All right. Time for player three. Hopefully you have better luck.
Perfect. Let's try it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
In the famous kids nursery rhyme, Frère Jacques, how would you spell Jacques?
Oh, my God. J-A-Q-U-E.
Player three has been eliminated.
No, you can't talk anymore. You're supposed to be dead.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.